The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Greetings, everyone. I'm Jennifer Green for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Teen Magazines. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from theteenmagazine.com and teenvogue.com. Our first article today from teenvogue.com. Maxwell Frost is not going to stop talking about Ron DeSantis or gun control. This article was written by Fortessa Latifi on January 24th. Gun control activists from Moms Demand Action and Students Demand Action gathered in Tallahassee, Florida today with politicians, including Congressman Maxwell Frost, Democrat, Florida, to urge the passage of what they call common sense gun reform during the 2024 legislative session. The efforts are part of the group's annual Advocacy Day, during which time activists meet with lawmakers and advocate for the passage of gun control legislation. Teen Vogue caught up with Frost, the nation's first Gen Z congressperson, before the start of Advocacy Day, to ask him what he's fighting for, his hopes for Florida's future and the presidential election, and what he has to say about Florida Governor Ron DeSantis dropping out of the presidential campaign. Teen Vogue, TV. Why is Advocacy Day necessary? Maxwell Frost, MF. First and foremost is the fact that every day in this country, we lose 100 lives a day due to gun violence. The fact is that in this country, if you are a person who is under age 18 and you were, God forbid, to die, the most likely reason, not disease, it's not a car accident, is gun violence. I believe that is a failure of our government on all levels, but especially at the state level, where we have a governor who's burying his head in the sand, doesn't want to talk about real ways that we can end gun violence, and, in fact, does everything he can to block any legislation so that way the gun corporations can make more money off the backs of dead children and dead people. TV. If you could wave a magic wand, what would your ideal gun control legislation be? MF. Well, I need a few wands. If I could wave the magic wand, this is what we do. We ban assault weapons. We ban high-capacity magazines. Then we also ensure that we have universal background checks to make sure that guns are not getting into the wrong hands. Not only that, but we pass safe storage laws and extended waiting day periods. Safe storage laws and waiting day periods. We have to realize that we need to create a world where people don't feel the need to use a gun to solve their problems. Gun regulation is a big part of this, but we could pass all the gun regulations in the world. We are still a country that has more guns than people, and more guns than any other country in the world. So, what are we going to do about the conditions that push people to use that gun to get ahead? That's why we need universal health care. That's why we need to defeat the climate crisis. That's why we need to ensure that one job is enough for people, that we get rent down, quality of living up. That's a big part of ending gun violence. TV, do you have any predictions about the outcome of the 2024 election? MF, I believe the president's going to be reelected. I believe we're going to take back the House. I believe the Senate's a little dicey. It's one of the hardest maps in recent history for Democrats, but I think if we stay on message and we do our job, we can win there too. But it's tough. What we have to focus on is talking about what people care about. We need to talk about what we did. But more importantly, we need to talk about what we're going to do for the next 4 years. TV. I have to ask. What do you think of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis dropping out of the presidential race? MF. Well, we all knew it was going to happen, right? We all knew he was never going to win over the last few months. And it's funny. I trolled him on Twitter, of course. It's just funny because he has spent his career, especially as a governor, picking on marginalized communities and acting like he's standing up for people when he's actually fighting against them. So it's just funny to see him fail, to be quite honest. But taking a step back from the pettiness, he's still the governor, and he's still doing very negative things here in the state of Florida. So even though the nation might be laughing, and people think it's a little funny, etc., we still have to deal with him here, and he still poses a serious threat to our civil rights, civil liberties, our opportunity, and our means. I think it's telling. He spent the last few months talking about how Donald Trump can't become president, and then he dropped out. And what's the first thing he did? Endorsed Donald Trump. It just shows you where his allegiance lies. He's a MAGA, far-right extremist. TV. If you could say something to DeSantis, what would it be? MF. I would tell him to resign. I would say, here you have two options. Either actually focus on issues that are going to impact us, and let's pass the legislation that's going to help people. But I don't think he's going to do that. And if you're not going to do that, then you need to resign and step down, because our people are suffering. Our next article from theteenmagazine.com. It's January 31st. Did you forget your New Year's resolutions? This article was written by Kelly Halliburton on January 31st. It's officially the end of a special month that marked the beginning of 2024 and inspired millions of New Year's resolutions across the globe. January is a time for people to set long-term goals linked to self-improvement and lifestyle changes. Unfortunately, just after a week into the month, many people abandon these goals due to time constraints or discouragement. According to the Fisher College of Business, 43% of people quit their resolutions by the end of this month. If your New Year's resolutions made it to January 31st, congratulations! On the other hand, if you broke your goals for the new year, there is still time to turn things around. Every day is a chance to redirect yourself and succeed. Here are the best ways to follow your New Year's resolutions, regardless of whether you broke them. Number 1. Don't wait until next year. If you had a delayed doctor's appointment, would you reschedule it to 2025? Of course not. This scenario also applies to New Year's resolutions. Many people have habits they want to form, such as studying consistently and reading avidly. If desired habits were easy to form, they would not strengthen character or build discipline. Waiting months for another chance to form healthy goals is not recommended. Adjust your thinking to have a growth mindset. This includes incorporating your resolutions into daily life in positive ways. Discovering your ideal self is a process that isn't defined until January 1st. Instead, it is spread throughout every day. Number 2. Rely on discipline, not inspiration. Inspiration eventually wears off, either due to life changes or new demands. Acknowledge the times when you feel discouraged from pursuing your goals with self-compassion. However, do not let temporary feelings obstruct your long-term progress. Part of becoming your ideal self is growing despite burnout and decreased motivation. While you are on your self-growth journey, remember that getting adequate rest and appreciating the present are essential. Activities that build discipline include engaging in self-care and avoiding procrastination. One way to stick to resolutions is starting with a realistic routine with minimal changes to your daily life. Over time, as you become used to your routine, make more impactful changes that adhere to your resolutions. HubSpot reports that it takes weeks to months for long-lasting habits to form. Trying to follow your resolutions only when you feel motivated will result in inconsistency. Therefore, take small steps, not giant leaps. Number 3. break resolutions down into parts. If your New Year's resolutions are broader, forming plans to follow them can be challenging. Separate your goals into reasonable parts to follow throughout the year. For example, if you initially plan to only go to the gym regularly, replan to deadlift 196 pounds or work out 5 times weekly. This will give you a more detailed outline of your new exercise routine rather than simply becoming a gym goer. Having direct goals and clear ambitions is essential to forming lasting routines. Following your resolutions will become more manageable when you have defined goals. Remember, significant achievements start with small victories that accumulate over time. Number 4, acknowledge why you broke them. Understanding why you did not stick to your goals is necessary to improve throughout the rest of 2024. Common causes of broken New Year's resolutions include juggling responsibilities, procrastinating, and forming other time commitments. Analyze the motives behind your resolutions, since it helps you find the willpower to follow them. Work for a sense of passionate growth, not hatred toward aspects of your self-perceptions. For example, if you wish to study consistently, do so out of a desire to learn instead of believing you are a terrible student. Habits formed based on optimism last longer than those created out of spite. Number 5. Reconsider unrealistic resolutions. Sticking with resolutions that overpower your ability to commit to them is in vain. If your top resolution is overly ambitious or rigorous, you can burn out within days of creating it. You can also consider asking your loved ones to commit to resolutions with you. This way, you can have a method in which you can encourage one another to reach the finish line. Meeting like-minded individuals who share your goals and interests is also beneficial, making achieving New Year's resolutions less tedious. Many need improvement or want to form healthy habits. Now is the perfect opportunity, a fresh new month, to continue pursuing your dreams. The most important of these steps is considering how willing you are to follow your resolutions. Creating them with a clear plan to achieve your goals is efficient. You must genuinely desire to break limits and improve yourself to follow long-term resolutions. If you haven't made resolutions this year, every day is a new chance to start. Some prefer monthly resolutions or small daily goals that accumulate into significant steps. They aren't only confined on an annual basis. Finding the balance of what personally suits you is crucial to grow at your own pace. Avoid comparing yourself to others, since everyone grows at different rates and has varying access to specific opportunities. For example, a student with a tutor will likely perform better on exams than a student without one, despite having resolutions to score well. It's all about experimenting with different personal growth methods while cultivating balance. This is what resolutions are for. Our next article from theteenmagazine.com. Has the world outgrown Harry Potter? This article was written by Arisha Ahmed on January 28th. Harry Potter is easily one of the most well-known book series in the world. More than 600 million book copies have been sold worldwide, and thousands of people credit the series as the books that turned them into readers. 5 years ago, it was difficult to go out on Halloween or step into a school on World Book Day and not see at least a dozen children wearing robes and sporting lightning bolt scars on their foreheads. However, in the past few years, the once-adored series has taken a nosedive in popularity. The number of Instagram users with their Hogwarts house in their bio is dropping, and even BuzzFeed seems to be churning out fewer Harry Potter-related quizzes. The question therefore arises, why does the world seem to be losing interest in the Harry Potter series? Difficulty separating the art from the artist. A central reason for the decline in Harry Potter's popularity, particularly amongst millennial and Gen Z readers, is due to the controversy surrounding its author. In the last few years, J.K. Rowling has received heavy backlash for her comments regarding transgender people. The controversy began in 2017, when Rowling liked a tweet of an article that referred to a transgender woman in a derogatory manner. In the years since, Rowling has become increasingly vocal about her transphobia, going so far as to tweet transphobic comments herself. For example, in 2020, she mockingly tweeted, "People who menstruate. I'm sure there used to be a word for those people. Someone help me out. Wumben? Wimpened? Womed?" And as recently as October, Rowling tweeted an image of a message projected on a wall reading, "Repeat after us. Trans women are women," accompanied by a simple caption, "No." The series' problematic writer has made it difficult for many previously passionate Potterheads to connect with the series that they once loved. Many have decided that the best thing to do is move on to other books with less problematic authors. Questionable writing. Another frequently cited reason for why people are stepping away from the Harry Potter series is due to issues with the books themselves. As time goes on, people are spotting an increasingly number of plot holes. To name just a few, why didn't Dumbledore use a time turner when Lily and James Potter died and bring them back to life? How did Fred and George Weasley never notice Peter Pettigrew sleeping in Ron's dorm despite having the Marauder's map? Why didn't Harry take Liquid Luck before going to kill Voldemort? Unfortunately, the issues with Rowling's writing go deeper than mere plot holes. Some people find Rowling's naming of characters to be lazy, verging on offensive. One TikTok user made a video pointing out instances of Rowling's questionable naming of characters. For instance, the user pointed out that the series' only East Asian character is named Cho Chang, while Kingsley Shacklebolt is the name of one of the few black characters. The video received over 1 million likes, indicating just how popular the view that Rowling's writing isn't up to scratch. Failure to stand the test of time. For many young adults, the series fails to stand the test of time. Other middle school series, such as Diary of a Wimpy Kid and Percy Jackson, are more timeless. Indeed, the first episode of Disney's new Percy Jackson and the Olympian series succeeded in becoming one of Disney's top 5 most-watched season premieres of 2023 and was watched by young and old fans alike. Harry Potter, on the other hand, has become somewhat of an internet joke amongst social media users. The Potter series is rapidly becoming associated with a bygone, slightly cringy era. FFS, fellow millennials, posts one Twitter user, "Take your Hogwarts house out of your Twitter bio. We don't do that anymore." Another tweeted, "I suddenly get why baby boomers hate millennials when I see people in their 40s talking about what Hogwarts house they're from." Once, liking the Harry Potter series was enough to initiate you as one of the cool kids. However, today's young adults appear decidedly less impressed by those who wear being a Potterhead as a badge of honor. Conclusion. Of course, this is not to say that the Harry Potter series has entirely vanished into obscurity. It is more difficult for the popularity of a world-famous series like Harry Potter to vanish overnight. The series still has many die-hard fans and is widely read all over the world. In 2023, BBC Culture polled book experts from over 50 countries to determine the greatest children's books ever. Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone was ranked 13 out of 100 books. Additionally, a highly anticipated Harry Potter television series produced by Max is set to be released circa 2025. Hence, it is clear that the series continues to wield at least some popularity. And yet, While it's unlikely the series will ever entirely fade from the glow of pop culture, there are signs of its decreasing popularity. The Fantastic Beasts spin-off prequel series was supposed to consist of 5 films, but was canceled after the 3rd film. The Secrets of Dumbledore was received poorly. Furthermore, many people are pledging to boycott the upcoming Harry Potter television series due to Rowling's heavy involvement in its making. Ultimately, it seems that the Harry Potter series continues to be popular amongst children. However, an increasing number of the older generations, especially millennial and Gen Z readers, are bidding farewell to the once-beloved series. So while the world may have not yet grown out of the Harry Potter series, it certainly seems veered to one day head in that direction. And our next article from TeenVogue.com. Indiana lawmaker Jim Lucas responds to student pleas for firearm safety by telling them he's armed and flashing his gun at them. This article was written by Beth Levin on February 2nd, and there is a note. This story originally ran in Vanity Fair. From blaming mass shootings on abortion and the teaching of evolution, to harassing survivors of school shootings, Republicans have a long history of deeply effed up responses to America's gun problem. And that tradition is apparently alive and well in Indiana, where a state lawmaker responded to student pleas for gun control by telling them he was packing and flashing his firearm in their faces. The Associated Press reports that earlier this week, students from Burris Laboratory School traveled to the state capitol for a day of advocacy with Students Demand Action, a branch of Every Town for Gun Safety. There, State Representative Jim Lucas asked the group why they were there, and then started to defend the rights of gun owners, telling them people should be able to protect themselves, and citing failures of law enforcement to stop school shootings in Parkland, Florida, and Uvalde, Texas. He also claimed that in places where firearms are restricted, people aren't truly free, and then, according to video taken by one of the students, declared, "I'm carrying right now," opening his suit jacket to show a holstered handgun. Indiana lawmakers and members of their staff are, inexplicably, allowed to carry handguns in and around the Capitol. Speaking to the AP about the incident, one student said the conversation took a turn for the worst after he showed them he was armed. "Since a state legislator had shown a weapon, I felt all the more powerless," she said. "I felt scared. I felt alone. I was timid and almost petrified with fear." Lucas did not respond to requests for comment from the AP, which reports that in Facebook posts following the interaction, he claimed the conversation was respectful, but it was clearly facts, reason, and logic versus plain emotion, adding, "I fear for and pity those that are being indoctrinated to fear that which is their best means of self-defense. People are also being indoctrinated to depend on government for their safety, even when shown that government has clearly ruled that government doesn't have the duty to protect us." Lucas is, not surprisingly, a proponent of loosening gun restrictions, and in a 2021 social media post wrote, "Sweet baby Jesus, I love this country," in response to a story about 187,585 gun sales on Black Friday. And our next article from TeenVogue.com. The Selena Gomez time traveler TikTok conspiracy theory explained. This article was written by Marilyn Lajeunesse on January 26th. Joining the ranks of supposedly immortal celebrities like Greta Thunberg, Keanu Reeves, and Nicolas Cage is Single Soon crooner and Only Murders in the Building star Selena Gomez. Apparently, in between running her company Rare Beauty, attending awards shows, and about a million other things the multi-hyphenate has on her plate, The internet has decided she is also a time traveler. A recent TikTok video from @DrollSquad shows the vinyl of Tejano band Inocencia's 1989 single, Por Si Volvieras. On the cover is a black and white image of the 8 band members, with the female on the far right bearing a striking resemblance to the former Disney star. The man in the video asks his friend to pull up a photo of Gomez and turn it black and white. They hold it next to the vinyl cover, and honestly, the resemblance is uncanny. If you add in the face that the band is from Texas, Gomez's home state, you can see exactly why this theory gained so much traction. The video racked up over 400,000 views and 51,000 likes in just 12 hours. At the end of the video, the friends reveal the truth by playing the vinyl off-screen. You hold your breath, expecting the Inocencia song to play. Instead, the Wizards of Waverly Place theme song blasts from the speakers. Even though the video is a hoax, it doesn't stop the commenters from having a bit of fun. Cloning has been going on for decades, one person joked. 1989. Isn't Swift's album called 1989? What is Swift trying to tell us? Another viewer wrote, adding to the conspiracy theory. And, to be fair, if Gomez was a time traveler, we're certain her bestie, Taylor Swift, would have all the tea. While the band member in the photo may look like our favorite former Disney star, some specific differences can be noted if you do a little more digging. First, the musician plays saxophone during performances and leaves most of the singing to the other female member in the band. Second, in the live performance from the Johnny Canales show, we see a different angle of the woman, whose face shape and structure is different from the Selena Gomez we know and love. We can safely say that this eternal celebrity theory has been debunked. Still, it's fun to imagine our Texas queen having once pursued a minor, albeit beloved, Tejano music career. Sel, if you're reading this, please do a cumbia album next. We've run out of time for today's episode of Teen Magazines. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jennifer Green, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Teen Magazines is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. We thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.